Thank you, church. You can be seated. Man, we started off kind of beginning of this year like this, just me and him, and nobody was here. It's good to see faces, good to see you guys here, and especially after Christmas. Hope you all had a great Christmas, and some of you may be watching in your PJs, who knows, right? And so we're just glad you're here. Turn your Bibles to Acts 14, Acts chapter 14. At the end of the service today, we're going to take communion. Today, and then we're also going to take communion next Sunday as well. So this is the last Sunday of this year, and we're going to start next year with keeping our focus on Christ and what He's done for us. And so just very glad to do that and be part of that today with you and spend our time together as a family, as a church family, just taking of the Lord's Supper and remembering what He's done for us and why He came. But there's one more gift to unwrap or wrap up, and that is this year. Let's just wrap this thing up and just send it back to wherever it came from. But you know what? In the midst of all of this, just like Thurman says, God has really done some amazing things. And I just want to kind of show you guys what God's done in the midst of this year. And so we can celebrate that together, because in Acts chapter 14, Paul is going through some tough stuff and just some adjustments, I mean, just very quick adjustments in his life. And so that's probably been the story of us. We've had to make some tough adjustments really quick and just be very versified and and just changing everything, right? And so we're just going to look at that today. But you know, this year I saw a recap of Governor Huckabee. He has a little show, and he says that 300,000 Americans we lost this year just to this whole pandemic. And so we want to remember them as well as we close out the year. And that's just from the virus. That's not alone anybody else that we've lost in other ways. But interesting year for sure. So in Acts chapter 14, Paul and Barnabas are being sent out to do ministry, to preach the gospel beyond Jerusalem. They were up in Antioch, and that's where they were sent out in chapter 13. And so they started to the island of Cyprus and sailed to different places and seeing God do some amazing things through preaching the gospel. In chapter 14, they're beginning at Iconium there, and there was word out that they were going to get stoned, so they left. And so then they move on. In verse 8, they go to Lystra and Derbe. And so we're just going to pick up in verse 14 and read to the end to verse 27. It says, "But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of this, they tore their clothes and rushed out into the crowd, shouting, 'Men, why are you doing this? We are two only men, human like you. We are bringing you good news.'" And so the story was, they saw a guy who was crippled in verse 8. Once they entered the city, and Paul healed the guy, and the guy started to stand up and walk just like Christ did at the pool of Bethesda. And so people started to think that Paul and Barnabas were Zeus and Hermes, and they started to sacrifice to unto them. And so their people were like, no, don't do that. We're just men like you, right? And so he says, we're here just to tell you the good news, to turn from these worthless things to the living God, who made heaven and earth and sea and everything in them. In the past, he let all nations go their own way. Yet he has not left himself without testimony. I love that phrase. God never leaves a space in history where there's not a footprint where he's been. And Christmas is a story where we get to remind ourselves God has not left us without testimony. He's been present. And so he has shown his kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy. Sounds like Christmas, doesn't it? Even with these words, they had difficulty keeping the crowd from sacrificing unto them. And so even the priest who was at the temple of Zeus wanted to offer sacrifices to Paul and Barnabas, because they thought, who is this guy doing miracles to heal this guy who was crippled the rest of for his whole life? Now think about this. What if Jesus would have went to the Gentiles first and did miracles during the time frame? They would have thought he was something from heaven. because they thought Paul and Barnabas were. And Jesus did many more miracles than just what Paul and Barnabas did in Acts 14. But here they are, they're wanting to worship him. But notice how the turn of events just changed just like this. So from 18 to 19, they wanted to sacrifice to him. They thought they were gods, human gods. And so, but then some Jews from Antioch, where they were sent out from, and Iconium, where they almost got stoned, won the crowd over. And they ended up stoning Paul and dragged him outside the city thinking he was dead. But after the disciples had gathered around him, they got up and went back into the city. The next day, he and Barnabas left for Derbe. Verse 21, they preached the good news in that city and won a large number of disciples. Wow. Then they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch. The places where they were persecuted and almost died, they went back to. That sounded a little crazy. These guys were absolutely crazy for Christ to reach people, weren't they? Strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. It says we must go through many, what's that word? To enter the kingdom of God. Wow. Doesn't sound like very much encouragement, right? And strengthening, hey, you're going to have to go through some tough times. That's pretty downtrodden words, so to speak. Life's going to be tough. Could get tougher. But Paul and Barnabas, they appointed elders in every church, and before they left and after going through Pisidia, in verse 24, they came to Pamphylia, and they preached the word in Persia. They went down to Italia. They just kept on the move, preaching the gospel. From Italia, they went to sail back to Antioch, where their home church was, where they had been committed to the grace of God for the work they had now completed. Now notice verse 27. On arriving there, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. And they stayed there a long time with the disciples. But they reported, once they came back to their home church, they reported all that God had done. And so that's my goal this morning, in the midst of all the turmoil and chaos and troublesome times we experienced this year, just to report all that God has done in the midst of all of this. You know, back in March, we had to, everything had to go on lockdown. We had to go shut down the church, just do online services. We're still doing online services now, kind of a hybrid thing, almost like school is now, doing a hybrid thing. And we started in-person services back in the end of May, and we've certainly missed folks. We've been doing phone calls every week, every month to people. And I got this slide from a friend of mine in my small group, and he was going through some tough times as well this year, and he said he sent me this back in April. And so that was never our goal, right? But that was just kind of a funny little moment, right? And so I love Forrest Gump in there, right? And so anyway. But our goal was to get the word out to people, because a lot of people couldn't come to church and still can't. And so our goal is to benefit them, right? And so we had to change and adjust to that and get used to new technology and install all these kinds of things. And we're still trying to improve all of these things, because it's not going away. It's just not. But I want to add some humor there as well. Back in May, so we went to in-person services back in May, the latter part of May, and then in June, we had five churches come together, the first time, I think, in this county's history almost, to come together for our Night of Hope at the Blue River Park, and to sing and pray together. And so we were gathered there together, online and in-person again, just to pray for our city and pray for our nation. And our city and our nation still needs our prayers, right? And so then in June as well, our youth missions trip was canceled, so we had to cancel our youth missions trip this year. But then we heard of missionaries that needed help, and so we took up a collection in July, our Christmas in July offering, where we raised $8,100. So every missionary got $810 back in July. We sent to each of our missionaries. Some of them couldn't even go back home. A couple of them just went back to their mission fields in November. And so very different year, very difficult year for our missionaries. We had, back in July also, we had our first virtual VBS. Remember that? We had our first kids online VBS, reaching kids with the gospel. Then also Promise Keepers came back this year in 2020, and we hosted there at Echo. I think that was in July too, or something around there. And so we had a summer event there, and so Promise Keepers was a men's event, praying for our nation, praying for men through this whole time frame. And so we were able to host that event there, the simulcast event. Then back in August, our college and high school and elementary kids faced a different kind of school system, right? And so a lot has changed just in the last 5 months. And so went to a hybrid classroom, to Zoom meetings, to online school, which they had been preparing for, at least some of them have. Then also in August, we saw Daryl Current go to mission school down in Atlanta. And so I saw him, spent some time with him this past week, and he's doing great. He just finished up. He's going back to a Bible college down there, doing some online school and getting a trade, and found him a girlfriend, and so he's excited. So he's on cloud nine. So I'm so proud of that guy. And so hopefully we'll see him and give a report from him, but he's doing really, really well. Then also back in August, we sent one of our missionaries who was in a building project in the Philippines. So I just want to show you a couple slides from what we were able to invest in there. And so this is the outside of the building here that's almost complete now. And so you can go to the next one there. And so this is what it looks like. So we invested in that property years ago, back in 2012. And so we've been waiting for them to help get things going. And so you can go to the next one. So that's the inside of their building. And so hopefully this year they will be in this new facility that we were able to be a part of. And so I don't know if you saw their Christmas handout gifts to families that was on Facebook, as well as a great little video of 400 and some families got a meal that they shared their gifts with. And so this guy is just doing some amazing work. And so they planted like 8 or 9 mission works and feeding centers there in the Philippines. So we're just glad to be part of something like that, right? And so our goal is to help reach people, get Jesus to people, even through our missionaries, right? Places where we can't go, they're at, and people we'll never touch, they'll touch. And so our goal is to help get the gospel out to them. Then also in August, my dad got up here. I don't know if you remember that. My dad got up here and challenged our church to grow deeper with Christ and to sow as much seed as possible to the gospel, because life is short. But he encouraged us to have that daily walk with the Lord. Because at the end of the day, we can experience Christmas every single day with Jesus. And we can be a blessing to those around us. You know, on Christmas Eve, one of our families in our small group wanted to bless a family in need. And so Christmas Eve morning, we took a whole van load of gifts to this family. And I had 6 kids, and we just showed up and that morning and prayed with them, and we just got unloaded that van, and they were just like. And when we left, they were like, oh my goodness. They were just in awe of what this family had done. And so they didn't even give gifts to each other. They just blessed, wanted to be a blessing. And so, man, they were a blessing to this family. And so they were just like, we can't wait to pay it forward someday. And so that's what it's all about, right? So that was my Christmas present this year, just being part of that whole van load of gifts and delivering those gifts. I felt like Will Ferrell and Elf, you know. I'm just kidding. But we also had drive-in concerts this year, Casting Crowns. Michael W. Smith came to Shelbyville in our drive-in. And so that was a unique part of this year as well that we got to enjoy. Then in September, the return event from our nation's capital, calling our nation back to the Lord, our churches back to the Lord. And so that was a neat simulcast event that we got to be a part of as well. Then in October, we had a trunk or treat here that went very, very well. We passed out gospel tracts to every kid and family that came. And adopted a new mission work, IJM, to help kids and people in slavery all over the world. I don't know if you remember that, but you can still be part of that ministry on a monthly support level. We do that. We added that to our mission support this year, just $100 a month. And so we encourage you guys to do that. So we were part of helping people experience freedom from whether it work slavery or whether sex slave trade or whatever it might be, to find freedom in Christ as well. And so what a neat ministry that we were able to add on to our church this year. Also, Bruce started his End Times class, which still we need to finish that up as well. But that's coming. But also then in November, we had our Operation Shoeboxes, almost 1,400 shoeboxes from our county we were able to be part of, to ship out, to get kids Christmas in those little boxes, and so we were able to be part of that. Salvation Army, we helped feed a lot of folks this year. And so I don't know how many meals, you probably can't even think about how many meals we handed out on Saturdays and Sundays to people in need. And I don't know if anybody has seen the Gleaners food line in our county. It's pretty big. And so there's huge need for people needing those things. And so we need to be in prayer for this coming year as well. You know, I tried to give everybody 2,000. You may just get 600 in the mail coming in here soon. Just want to see if you're paying attention or not. Then dinner before bedtime, we started that ministry. We were able to be part of that in December. And so that need was met just within the first week. When we announced the need, we had 10 people sign up to be drivers, to take food to people in need. And so that's what I love about our church. There's a need, we meet it. There's a need, we meet it. There's a need, we meet it. And so we're a very generous, giving church, and I love that. We just had our first virtual Christmas Eve service, right? Anybody get to watch that? Several of you got to watch that? Oh, good. And we just put some time, just had some fun with that, but also had some good Christmas songs in there as well. And I just wanted to show you just a highlight from that little clip. There's a little guy we've been praying for all year named Charlie. And I don't know if you got to see this little clip, but we're going to show this little clip of this little fellow, what God had done in this little guy's life.
How many persons are there in God? There are three persons in one God. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. There are three persons in one God.
Charlie.
Sing it, Charlie, sing it.
Charlie, you guys sing.
How many persons? Yeah. So Merry Christmas from Charlie Smith. Ho, ho, ho. Can you say ho, ho, ho? who am I?
Pappy.
Pappy. Merry Christmas.
Daddy.
And Charlie, Merry Christmas, everybody, from the Smiths family.
That was something special, wasn't it? That just kind of made our year right there. I mean, seeing him dance and sing after what he's been through. So many treatments. 2-3-year-old kid. How many persons are there in God? But here's the amazing thing. There's joy in the midst of our suffering. That's what that little kid is showing us, right? That God is good no matter what. I also want to thank our nurses here, too, our frontliners. And you guys should have been the one on Time Magazine. Amen. And big thanks to my wife and all our nurses this year, all the adjustments I had to make. I mean, back in March, she was living in our trailer. And she's not there anymore, thank the Lord. I wouldn't be here if she was still in the trailer. I'd be there with her. And so we're just very thankful. I mean, now there's the vaccine, several vaccines out there. And, you know, use your own discernment there. But at least there's something there to help folks. And so I'm very thankful for that. Very thankful for you all doing that. And so, you know, this year has been a tough year. We've lost several of our members, some old of our members. Gerald Batkin. Carol Young, Agnes Henson, she was one of our oldest ladies here at church in 93. And then recently, Linda Crosswaite, as members of our church. And then three families within our own small group lost their dads this year. So that was just like, wow, we've been hit tough. And but God's good. Every one of them is in heaven together. And so we're very thankful for the heritage that they left behind. Now we have to carry that baton, right? And carry that on to other people. Even though we've lost folks, we've gained a new deacon, Danny and his family. And he gave us a Christmas ornament that had three small rolls of toilet paper inside. It says for emergency use only, to break the ornament in case you need it. So that was a great gift. What a way to remember 2020, right? But then we also, throughout the year, we kept our prayer team going. We met after, back in May, as we closed things down. But we prayed, just the three of us. There's just three people in this prayer team on Wednesdays at 1. And we've seen over 120 answers to prayer. 120, just between three people praying. So that's the power of prayer, right? And so God is, and that's just what we could record. That's not what everybody else is going through. And so God has been doing some awesome things. And so 79 recoveries or healings that were prayed for, 5 salvations, 6 jobs for people were answered, and many others that we don't even know. And so we've seen 6 baptisms. We saw 2 last week, to young people. And I just want to say a big thank you to those who have given this year. Your faithfulness has been overwhelming. It's been so encouraging. And so don't stop being faithful, because who knows what next year is going to bring. It's going to have its own set of challenges. And so, but we're just going to trust the Lord through it all again. I mean, think about what we've gone through, and we're already past Christmas. We're headed to a new year, and we just don't know yet. Also, we've raised money for our Military Bible Stick campaign, the 2033 vision that they have to get the New Testament in oral translation to every language in the world. That is a huge undertaking. And so we get to be part of that mission to help also those in military to get the New Testament to renew their mind. The amount of suicides of our military men and women coming back is, it has to change. It has to change. So this is just one way we can give to be part of that. And we've already raised $4,066. And so that is an amazing thing right there. And so they're going to match that. They had a donor who's going to match that amount. And so whatever we give, even today's our last day to do that, just put in their military Bible stick. And so you can give towards this mission to help not only our soldiers, but people all over the world hear about Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. So also, we also, if we, including the 4,000, just this year, we gave over $28,000 to local and global missions. So that is another thing to be thankful for right there. Just because of your guys' faithfulness. And so our motto has always been, if we're blessed, we will be a blessing. And no matter if we're not blessed, we will continue to be a blessing, right? Because that's what we're here for. To help others discover Jesus and to help care that we show that we care for him. So our budget, our operation budget for end of this year and for next year is on the table back there for everybody to see where we're at financially and where we're headed towards next year. And so please get a copy of that and look at that. But we spent over $32,000 for that. And so 1 Thessalonians 2, 1 verses 2 to 3, I just want to read this as we kind of recap little things here. It says, Paul says, we always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by the hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's our verse for this church this year. We're so thankful because of your faith, your hope, and your love that you demonstrated to us this year. And so we're going to celebrate communion here in just a bit. And as we say goodbye to 2020 and say hello to 2021, we have next Sunday, we have our youth and our tubing thing next Sunday after church. And so please, we need you to sign up today for that. Then also, we've moved back the Awana schedule to January the 20th. Just to allow them back to school a couple of weeks before we get things rolling again on Wednesdays. And then we're going to also do a virtual Bible study on Wednesday nights on encountering God. And so we're going to go through the Old Testament there and just look at how people encounter God and how their experience in their life changed as a result of that. And so that's going to be something new for next year that we're going to do on Wednesdays. Just to help people get everybody more connected online and going through the study together. But man, what a great year to give thanks to the Lord and to end it on looking at him. You know, we celebrated his birth. Now we're going to remember his death and his sacrifice for us. And so our world, think about this. One thing is for sure, our world needs Jesus. Amen. Like never before. And it's time for the church to get our eyes on what we're here for and to remember Jesus and our identity in Christ. Say, hey, we've got to be the blessing to the world. It's on our shoulders to carry the message of Jesus to the world. And so as we get ready for communion, I want us to stand and read Psalm 103 together. Psalm 103. This is a psalm that spoke deeply to my heart this year. My dad shared the first four verses here to our church back in August. And so this is just a psalm that means a lot to me. And I just want to read it together before we come and get our elements and take communion together. Verse 1, praise the Lord, O my soul. And all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfy your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious and slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, amen to that, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us, amen. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it is gone, and his place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. Amen to that. And with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for your word. Thank you that you have left us with hope and forgiveness and love and eternal love. Thank you for the covenant that we are in, the one that Christ has established. Thank you that we have a good, good Father who sent his Son for us to die in our place and shed his blood to forever forgive us and to change our life. So, Father, help us enjoy supper with you today, taking these elements of the bread and the juice together. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.